Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Citizens taking care of business at the Floyd County Courthouse in Charles City will now access the building through a new entrance. County officials have posted notices on Facebook that, starting today, the North Courthouse entrance, normally used to enter the courthouse, will no longer be a public entrance. Only county employees will be able to enter the building through that old entrance. Visitors to the courthouse now must enter through the new glass atrium entrance, which is the area that connects the new law enforcement center to the courthouse. New signage has been posted directing you inside the atrium as well as to other areas of the courthouse. In addition, the Floyd County supervisors today will have their first board meeting in their new boardroom, which used to be the garage in the courthouse. A Minnesota man has been arrested as part of a week-long investigation into auto thefts in northeast Iowa. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says 57-year-old Ronnie Snyder of Winnebago, Minnesota, is in custody after they received a report Thursday of a suspicious person near 190th Street south of West Union. That's the area a vehicle stolen out of Winnesee County was recently recovered. During their search on Thursday, another vehicle reported stolen out of Allamakee County was also recovered. Snyder is also suspected of stealing a car in West Union. Friday morning, the sheriff's office says staff at Inspiring Lives reported a suspicious person in the same area as Thursday's report. When a deputy got to the scene, the suspect ran into a cornfield. Investigators say they determined the suspect was Snyder, who was located in that cornfield at about 11:30 Friday morning and arrested. Snyder was also wanted for federal parole violation and a burglary in Winnesee County, where he was now in jail with more charges pending. U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, Iowa State Patrol, Fayette Police Department, Fayette County Conservation, and Decorah Fire Department also assisted with Snyder's apprehension. A Texas man arrested just 5 days apart for assaults in Cresco and Clear Lake has now pleaded not guilty to all charges. 43-year-old Terry Harley of Fort Worth, Texas, was arrested following incidents June 24th at the Howard County Fair, in which he was accused of pepper spraying a Carnival Games supervisor and an employee at the fair. A male victim suffered minor injuries, while a female victim was treated for breathing and vision issues at Howard County Regional Health in Cresco. 5 days later, Harley was arrested again after he allegedly punched a carnival worker that he had fired several times in the face during Clear Lake's 4th of July celebration. That alleged altercation caught on security camera. Last month, Harley pleaded not guilty in Howard County to assault causing serious injury, a Class D felony, and two counts of assault causing injury, aggravated misdemeanors. His trial is now set for October 11th. On Friday, Harley pleaded not guilty to the June 29th incident in Clear Lake. His trial date in that case is now set for October 24th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. Bail will not be reduced for a Cresco man accused of sexually assaulting a female victim while holding her against her will. Court documents allege that on May 5th, 44-year-old Bjorn Luster sexually assaulted the victim, restrained her with duct tape and zip ties, threatened to kill her, and put a muzzleloader gun to her head. He has pleaded not guilty to initial charges of first-degree kidnapping, second-degree sexual abuse, and possession of incendiary devices, but new charges were recently filed against him. Luster also now faces three new counts of possession of a firearm by a felon with a habitual offender enhancement, which he pleaded not guilty to on Thursday. He also demanded a speedy trial and waived his rights to a jury trial on those three new charges. Also on Thursday, his request for bond reduction was denied, and he remains in the Howard County Jail with bail set at $250,000 cash or surety bond. Luster's jury trial on his original charges is scheduled to begin this Wednesday in Howard County District Court. Butler County claimed two of the top three spots in the Big Ram contest at the Iowa State Fair. Rascal, the Dorset Ram owned by Abby Wilson of Shell Rock, won first place, weighing in at 437 pounds. Darren, the 422-pound Suffolk Ram, shown by Allison Moan, also of Shell Rock, claimed third place. Rascal, along with the Big Boar and Super Bowl contest winners, will be on display at the Iowa State Fair in the sheep, swine, and cattle barns, respectively, through August 20th. The Iowa Hawkeyes kick off the college football season on Saturday, September 2nd, hosting Utah State. Broadcast time 9 a.m. here on 95.1 The Bull, kickoff at 11. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.